This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The greatest reason for weakness of iman, the greatest reason for weakness of iman is being detached from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Prophet ﷺ. This is number one. This will kill you every single time. If you are detached from the Book of Allah, meaning you don't read it, you don't ponder upon its meanings, you don't memorize it, you don't try to implement it in your life, then you cannot be wondering why your iman is weak. Because you have no attachment to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, I leave behind me two things. If you hold to them, you will never go astray. The first of them is the Book of Allah, which is like a rope. One end of it with Allah Azza wa Jal and the other end of it in your hands. If you let go of that rope, then you lose your connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to continue to keep that connection with the Book of Allah. The only way we know Allah is by that which He has revealed to us about Himself. And where else are you going to find that which Allah has revealed to us about Himself other than in His Word? Other than in His Word. This is the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is close as you're going to get to being near to Allah in this life, is through your connection to Allah through His book. Because even in our salah, people say, yeah, our salah is our connection with Allah. Is there any salah that is valid without the book of Allah in it? Is there any salah that is valid without the book of Allah being in it? So you can't tell me that salah is the only connection you have with Allah, because if you don't have the book, then you don't have the salah. So the book of Allah Azza wa Jal is the most important thing. It is primary. It is primary. I can't stress the importance enough that if you don't pick up the Quran at least once a day, in the morning or in the evening or any time, and at least thumb through something and try to understand it, then you have lost a severe connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. You've lost it. And if you just read the Arabic, mashallah, may Allah reward you with the hasanat of every single letter you read. But if you don't understand it, what is it going to do for you? You don't know what Allah is even telling you. You are saying something that Allah is commanding you, and you don't even understand it. It's like you sitting here speaking, if I gave this language in a language that I made up, you wouldn't benefit from it, and I wouldn't know what I'm saying. You get the hasanat through its recitation, and you get benefit through its understanding. And therefore, you must have your connection with Allah through His book, and you must have connection to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. These two things are mandatory. Losing these will cause you to have weakness of iman. Wallahi, every time. The longer you stay away from the book of Allah, the more you will find your iman draining. Because the book of Allah is like gasoline in the car, like the petrol you put in the car. If you don't put any petrol in the car, what's going to happen? It's eventually going to be stuck in the middle of the road. You're not going to be able to go anywhere else. The same without putting the heart filled with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla through His Word, you will find a heart that becomes empty. Empty of any energy whatsoever to please Allah. What it will have energy for is to disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because shaitan will be the one filling it up at that point with all the doubts and the masiyah and things of this nature. One of the things that causes weakness of iman is staying away from an iman nourishing environment for too long. Staying away from an environment that will nourish your iman for too long will cause you to fall into sin. Because sin was one of the things that weakened the iman. Like for instance, if you're sitting in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, how many times do you think about sinning? Very little. If you're sitting in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Quran is being recited, the dhikr, the circles of remembering Allah is going on, then your mind is not thinking about disobeying Allah. You're almost in Jannah, almost in some instances. But the moment you go home and you start kicking it on Facebook and on your Xbox Live or PS3 network, kicking footy around and things of this nature, what happens? You start thinking about disobeying Allah. Shaitan comes to you and you start getting into that mode and that environment. And the longer you stay away from the environment that nourishes iman, the weaker you will become. Keeping away from righteous companions causes weakness of iman. Keeping away from people who remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal. As the Prophet ﷺ said, be careful of who you take as your companion. Because every man has the deen of his companion. The person you spend the most time with is someone who does not remember Allah Azza wa Jal, does not remember Allah the way you should remember Allah. Then guess what? Your iman is going to suffer because of that, whether it's now or later on down the road. Because one thing I do know, in this life, either you're giving da'wah or you're getting da'wah. You should either try to bring your companion closer to you, or if you feel that you're too weak to do so, separate that company. Separate that company for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and let somebody else come and try to nourish that relationship. Because if not, you're both going to get dragged into the ditch. Preoccupation with dunya causes du'af al-iman, it causes the weakness of iman, and forgetfulness of akhirah. Forgetfulness of akhirah. Being unmindful of akhirah, meaning the next life, and all you are preoccupied with is this life, will cause your iman to become weak. Will cause your iman to become weak. Why? Because this dunya doesn't do anything but suck the life out of iman. It will suck your iman out like nothing else. It will. It doesn't mean that we cannot have anything from this dunya and have iman. No. But it must be in some balance. رَبَّنَا أَتِينَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا أَذَابِ النَّارِ. We ask Allah for the good of the life and the next, but upon that we ask for Allah to save us from the punishment of the next life. The Prophet ﷺ said, he is doomed who is the slave of the dinar and the dirham. That the person who is the slave of money is doomed. They're doomed. If all you do is a slave to the job, you're a slave to the paycheck. Every week you're a slave to this check. Then you're doomed. You're doomed. That doesn't mean you don't need to go out and work. You must work. But work is ibadah. You need to understand that your work is an ibadah in and of itself. If you rely on Allah, He will never disappoint you. Allah never disappoints those who rely upon Him. He said it in His book. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَدِ. I don't break my promise. If you keep your word to Allah, you will find a Rabb who keeps His word to you more than you can ever imagine. More than you can ever imagine. And you'll never worry again. You'll learn not to worry. Worry for what? Worry about what? Oh, everything's falling down around us. Well then Allah is tearing it down so He can build something better. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. We thank Allah for that. If we have a little bit of hardship in between, you're not going to get to Jannah with an easy life. Jannah is surrounded by hardship, and some of us think that we can catapult ourselves over the hardship and land directly in the middle of Jannah. It doesn't work like that. You need to go through the hardship to get there. One thing we need to understand about iman before I tell you how to fix iman is you need to understand the Prophet ﷺ said, faith wears out in the heart the same way clothes wear out. That iman wears out in the heart the same way that if you wear clothes, they wear out. They constantly need to be cleaned and cleaned and renewed, and you need to put on new ones. It constantly needs to renew. So he said, ask Allah to renew your heart. Ya muqalliba al-qulub thabit qalbi ala dinik. He said, Allah, the Prophet ﷺ told people, ask Allah to renew your heart. We also need to understand that it is part of our aqeedah that iman rises and falls. You have to understand that, or you're going to always think that you're a hypocrite. And if you do always think you're a hypocrite, it's a sign of iman as well. It's a sign of iman. Don't always beat yourself up because you think you have become a hypocrite. There was a companion named Handala who was walking in the streets of Medina one day, and Abu Bakr encountered him. Assalamu alaikum ya Handala. He said, stay away from me because I have become a hypocrite. I have become a hypocrite, so please stay away from me. Save yourself from my nifaq. Abu Bakr is like, what? What's going on? How? He said, you know, when we're with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I feel like I can see Jannah. When he tells us about Jannah, it's as if we can see it. When he tells us about Nar, it's as if we can feel it. And then I go home with my family, yani, and you know, it just goes straight down. The wife is, you know, talking about this, and the kids are doing that, and next thing you know, my iman has fallen. Abu Bakr said, Subhanallah, if this is nifaq, then I'm a hypocrite too. So we need to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him what happened, and he laughed at them. He laughed at them. He said, you know, if you were like you are when you're with me all the time, meaning if your iman was so high like you are, you know when you're playing Taraweeh Salah, how your iman is floating through the roof. He said, if you're like that all the time, then angels would leave the heavens and come down on earth and shake hands with you and give you glad tidings of Jannah every day. It's not like that. He said, iman rises and falls. Rise and falls. The thing we need to try to fix though is that it doesn't fall to the point to where we fall into sin. It's like a muscle. We have to learn that iman is a muscle. It is a muscle. If I go to the gym, when I pick up the 50 pound weight first and just start chucking that thing over my head, if I'd never worked out before, no man, I'm going to rip every muscle in my body. That's it. That's going to be the last workout I'll probably do for at least a month. I'm going to tear every ligament and tendon if I can even get the things above my head. And then I'm not going to work out anymore. I'm going to say that's too much. Right? Correct? No, you start with the little weights, correct? And then when those get easier, now you go to the other one. Because what happens is you build something called muscle memory. So that the muscles remember these movements and they get stronger. But if you stop working on those muscles, what happens? They go straight back downhill. Iman is a muscle that must be worked on. But if you want to work on your iman, you can't start by saying, okay, I'm going to fix my iman by reading one juz a day. I'm going to pray 20 ra'kah of Qiyam al-Layl. You know, I'm going to read 50 ahadith, this, that, and the third. Because why? You're not going to be able to keep up that regimen. I'm going to fast every other day, the fast of Dawood. You're going to put it all in at once. You're going to go from being a marginal Muslim to a super Muslim in one day. It doesn't work like that. You're going to jump off the building thinking you're Superman. You're going to splat right on the ground. You need to work at it slowly.
Please don't forget to like us and share us on the Digital Minbar Facebook and Twitter. Please also subscribe to the Digital Minbar YouTube channel in the links below.